a little heat, and what we recommend is just taking a bite of the pepper and then washing it down with the beer. And so the play on this one is not so much the pairing, but the interaction that happens in your mouth. It's super effervescent beer that just sparks a little bit of heat in there. So, Jamie, you want to tell us about this interaction and your beer itself?
All right. So, with the Vin is a Dortmund-style lager, which has a high mineral content in it that draws the palate really dry at the end of the sip. And that really helps with the heat as well as the sort of pickled nature of the Pepidou. What you get is a bursting of flavor of the pepper, the sweetness, a little bit of heat, a little bit of tang at the end, and then it gets drawn in with the mineralization of the lager itself, and then the sweetness of it, of the malt, pushes outward. So it's really good.
And after you've eaten the pepper a couple times and you go back to the beer, it opens that back up. You kind of just feel the little burst in there again that he was talking about. So I'm a self-proclaimed pyrogoromaniac, and what that is, you may ask, is someone who loves heat. And I see this guy over here, I think he's loving it too. Yes. So peppers have been used for thousands of years, like as healing ornaments, ailments.
Ornaments.
Ornaments, you know, you just hang
them
up there.
You can hang them from anywhere. They got nice stems for that.
They do. And actually, Christopher Columbus actually found spices in the Americas when he came over here and used those in their dishes. So this is, like I said, it's only about 1,100 Scoville units. Is anybody getting any kind of heat at all, or is it
a little bit sitting there on your tongue? Excellent. When you take a sip of the beer, what you have is a bunch of acid. Beer is an acid, so it helps to wash oils off. But what it really does, first of all, is wash everything else off your tongue except the heat. So the oils are still there. They're lingering, right? What's cool about it is that we haven't gotten too far up into the heat zone that you can't still take a sip of beer and really enjoy it. So the sweetness of the beer still comes out, and then that crispness of the mineralization brings the peppers actually back in your face.
So is this a beer that you guys do year-round? Is this a seasonal? And how long have you been brewing this beer?
This beer was our Oktoberfest for 7 weeks last year. This year, we are producing it from September until the end of the year as a part of our Prismatic Lager Series. We do a whole bunch of lagers throughout the world. We're known for our hoppy beers, but we love lagers, too.
All right. So we started off a little slowly. Now, let's get the second beer out here. So what is this second beer we're going to try this evening?
The second beer we're drinking today is Total Domination IPA. All right. Yeah. This beer is an incredibly citrusy beer. It has a lot of grapefruit flavor. It has some tangerine, a little stone fruit, and some floral nature to it. It also has some residual sugar left in it that allows for your mouth to explode with flavor. Sugar magnifies flavor the way that salt does. So I want to point that out. With the first beer that we had a high salt content with the mineral compounds that were in there. It wasn't just gypsum, but some other things. With the Total Domination, we have gypsum in it. Salt magnifies flavor, and whatever its nature, sugar does too. So intensification of those sugar and flavors. A lot of citrusy notes. So I'll let Bradley talk a little bit about the next pepper line, and then we'll talk about how it works together.
So this one is paired with the little cup you have, which is a local Colorado company called Santiago's, and this is their green chili, which is one of the best green chilies you're going to find around. Especially
Oh, yeah. Put
it on a breakfast burrito they make. It's absolutely incredible. The pepper in this one is actually the Hatch green chilies. So back to the Scoville unit. This one, it can vary from about 1,000 to 2,500. So there's going to be a little intensity, a little more than we found on the last pepper. And feel free to add the tortilla to this one. Use your spoon. Get it in there. There is a little more heat. It's picking it up. We're getting it up a little more. And then the interaction it has with this beer, there's a marriage there between the pepper itself and the hops that is in your beer. You want to talk about that a little?
Absolutely. One of the things that's awesome about hoppy beers and spicy foods is the interaction of oils. So within peppers, the capsaicin heat that comes is delivered to you within an oil, much like hops is delivered to you in an oil. So it's hop oils that are in the beer that are actually providing that. When you combine the acids in beer and then the oils in the hops, it helps to eradicate and smooth out the heat. If you're at a restaurant and you have spicy food, your first instinct is to grab a glass of water. And what that does is it wipes away everything but the oil on your palate. So any carbohydrates, sugars, proteins, anything else washes away and only the oil is there. When you have an IPA or something with really a lot of hops in it, you get the acids from the beer as well as the oils from the hops that help coat and smooth that out. It also allows for pockets of flavor to really express themselves. So you get the Hatch green chili and then the citrusy notes of the beer, and they both really help each other out.
And at first we played with the idea of doing another little sweet, like his actual Oktoberfest, with this beer. But then we took a couple of drinks of the Total Domination with it. And like he's talking about, those flavors just blend so well together. People enjoy this? Is the heat kicking up a little this evening?
Are people noticing that at the more that they have a few sips of this, it starts to cool down? Anyone noticing that? No?
No.
All right. Well, don't have more pepper then for a second. Just drink more of this.
So the chilies do a lot of things to your body. They've been used, like I said as ornaments, but they actually been used to help you. Besides sweating, they also release endorphins in your body. And that's why after a while you're eating a lot of hot stuff, you feel good. It's like you've had a bunch of beers or taken something else. And so after we finish this one, you're going to feel a little more relaxed. Keep going. But this next pairing, let's get the next beer out. This is a little sadistic. And I'm sorry, she's sweating back there already. I'm going to warn you on this one. This one's going to kick it up a notch. So what we have in front of you is some serrano peppers. And they're tiny little green peppers. And on the Scoville unit, they range from about 10,000 to 25,000. That's a big jump. That's 10 times where we were previously. So I'm going to warn you. This guy's leaving. I'm going to warn you, it's getting hot in here. He's back. So we're pairing this one with a double IPA to just go back on what he touched on to open up even more and kick it up a notch. So Jamie, tell us a little about the Tricera hops and the interaction at play between these two.
Absolutely. So the Total Domination that you had is 65 IBUs, and 6.7% alcohol. The Tricera hops is 8% alcohol and 100 IBUs. Now, anytime that we make a bigger beer, we try to embrace everything. So if you're going to make it hoppier and you're going to put more alcohol in it, you need to have more body. So there is more residual sweetness left in this beer. So what's that going to do? It's going to magnify the flavor of the Serranos, but the extra alcohol content and bitterness in it is going to help ease the Serrano capsaicin load on your tongue. So you're going to elevate it up. This beer is much more herbal and floral versus citrus, and it's going to really complement the Serranos well.
Yeah, the Serrano has a very herbal, earthy kind of characteristic to it that goes well with this beer. And after you take a swallow of that beer, after you've eaten the pepper, it lights up the back of your throat and moves to your nostrils. It's kind of that capsaicin is really opening up in your mouth. So there are two. Feel free to eat them both, but please wipe your hands with your napkins. That's pretty warm. Pretty warm.
How many people in here have any perspiration on their face at all, whether it's in their nose, above their eyes, on their forehead? Yeah, I get it right here. And it's actually the capsaicin more than it's the heat specific. You can take a really mild pepper, and if you pay attention, you'll see that you break that sweat a little bit because there's more to it than just the heat itself.
And so many people think that heat is coming from the seeds itself. That is not the hottest part of a chili. The hottest part of a chili is the rib. So if a lot of you probably got that portion of it, and those are the people over there crying right now.
It's all right. You're crying in your beer.
All right. So we're going to kind of get our last beer going here. And this pairing, they're putting it out in front of you right now. We wanted to go something a little different, but after that hot pepper, we wanted to kind of cool it down with something. And what we tried to cool it down with was ice cream, but on that ice cream is ghost pepper salt.
Ghost pepper salt.
Used to be the hottest pepper in the world, but now it's the second hottest. And by itself, that pepper is in the 1 million Scoville unit range.
Oh, yeah.
So this is just a little taste into it. It's not going to be that hot, but it still has that heat. But there's this smokiness about it that's going to go with this beer. And this second or this last beer we have is Vanilla Otis. So tell us a little bit about this, how it's a variation of your original Otis, and what we're going to find here.
Otis is an oatmeal stout. Oatmeal stouts are characterized by a tall, toasty malt flavor that comes from the oats. There's over 6% grist. That is oatmeal. It has roasted flavor up front and typically has a lot of coffee and chocolate flavor in it. What's awesome about Vanilla Otis, the only difference between that and regular Otis is Madagascar organic vanilla beans that are imported to Eugene, Oregon directly. Those are hand split, even at the size of brewery we are at. And they're allowed to condition on top of the vanilla beans in secondary conditioning, bringing out vanilla flavor. Counterintuitively, vanilla is a sweetener. It doesn't actually add sugar, but it sweetens the palate of your perception. And what's cool about it is it actually erases a lot of the coffee and the chocolate flavor that's normally in it, just leaving roast and vanilla. We thought it would be a perfect pairing with ghost salt, vanilla ice cream. That's right. So next time you're thinking about, a beer float, go crazy with it. Get salty.
Yeah, we tried. This is something we wouldn't normally think of when you try to put together a dish with this hot ghost pepper salt. But there's this super roasty character to it that just melds beautifully with the roastiness of that stout. But then adding the vanilla of it just... it's cohesive with the vanilla ice cream itself. And then you still get a little burn. You don't get that burn in the back of your throat this time. It kind of coats your mouth for the burn. And when you take a sip, after you let it sit a little while, you go back for a sip, and it lights it back up. It also adds that, you get that little tangy, spicy roastiness from the ghost salt. When you take another sip of your beer, it comes back. Let's try a little more of this one.
How many people expected to have a stout with this pairing tonight? One person. Good work. Way to sniff it out.
Has anybody had ghost pepper salt before?
Yeah, let the tide rise.
Fellow pyrogourmaniacs. So... we want to get some questions going here this evening. And anybody have any questions about the beers, about the heat, about this gentleman sweating over here? His question is, why did you do this to us? And that is because I'm sadistic.
I am very familiar with Santiago's green chili. What kind of green chili did you use?
It's the Hatch from Santiago's.
No. Not what kind of chilies. There's three levels of Santiago's green chili.
Hot.
Okay, that's why the burn lingered.
We didn't use the mix. We went for the straight hot this time.
Okay.
Good question.
Now, I've had beers brewed with green chili added. Have you guys or anyone who's tried to brew a beer with something like a ghost pepper or a Seven Pod or a Trinidad?
Yeah, I have some friends at Burnside Brewing that have a ghost pepper beer. They use it in really, really tiny quantities. They used to be a little bit higher board, but it became so popular they had to lower it down and get it into more of a relative range.
I will say that Twisted Pine Brewing Company out of Boulder, Colorado has Ghost Face Killa, which is a ghost chili beer that it is intense. They used to have it in kegs, but they had started eating through the lines, so they could only bottle it. So I recommend that one to you highly if you want to try a beer. And there are a lot of different beers. Like you see, you'll go out here, you'll find a ton of different pepper beers. A lot of them are just going to be that earthy kind of nosy character to it. But then you're also going to get those that burn the back of your throat. Have you guys ever made a pepper beer?
Yeah, I've done a lot of pepper beers. I usually like to use a Helles as a medium, and then I like to put the peppers actually in secondary and use the alcohol as a solvent to pull out the flavor and somewhat of the oils that way. It makes for a really clean flavor. It's not as hot, and you get more flavor from everything. Next year, I plan to do a series of pepper beers in our Helles. One of my favorite things that I used to do was a cuvée de pepper, in which I would take different kegs of pepper beers and blend them into different kegs as melds of things in different ways. I've done moles. I've done, you know, more New Mexico or Southwest pepper stuff. I've done Thai pepper stuff. It's really fun.
Thanks for making my lips burn, guys. I also wanted to know if you had a beer that you recommended that has the sweet hot flavor. So more like a chocolate or a coffee, a stout or a darker beer that mixes the sweet with the hot. So chocolate or something like that.
Yeah, what's that? Yeah, I used to make a mole stout, and I'm going to make one again. The real difficulty, especially when you're throwing chocolate into it, is that the alkalinity of it really kind of combines with the acidity and neutralizes a lot of flavor, so sometimes you get some different impacts that way. I've definitely had some of that. It's really good to increase your salts in that situation so you can magnify some of the flavors, whether it's carbonate style or sulfate style, basically, yeah. I mean, I've had a few of them out there. I don't know any off the top of my head. There's New Belgium has a couple of sort of savory chocolate beers. I don't know about the heat though. Coco Mole has a little bit of heat. There's pepper. It's more mild, but the capsaicin's in it for sure.
My entire face is sweating, so thank you for that.
You're welcome.
As we go back out, what's the best way to kind of neutralize our palate so we can get back to normal?
Well, we thought about having a big platter of milk up here for people to lap up if they wanted to. We were going to put it right up here in front, see who wanted it mostly. But dairy does help a lot right up the front. Beer really helps a lot. I would also suggest if you wanted to drink some sour beers, the extreme acidity in a sour beer will neutralize the peppers right away. It may not make you want to drink a blonde ale next right away. But I will say this, because I just found this out this year. If you want to help neutralize the palate in many ways, the new wonder sort of hippie drug out there, not drug really, but like potent in like smoothies and stuff is chia seed. In hydrated chia seed, if you swill it around in your mouth, totally wipes it all off your tongue. I just found it out like yesterday. I swear to God, it's the most amazing thing. And if you have liquidated chia seed and you swill it around, it'll wash those oils off as well. It's amazing.
So go lick a chia pet.
Note for GABF 2015, bring chia seeds.
All right. We have any other questions? We want to thank you all coming this evening. And who else, like, who is feeling all right, feeling a little good from the pepper, from the heat? Yes. Well, thank you all very much. We hope you have a wonderful GABF. This is the last session of the evening. Have a great time.
Thanks, Jamie.
Thank you, Jamie Floyd of Nankasian.
We'll be selling beer in Colorado next spring. Thank you.